1 Kings chapter 10. We'll read in verse 16 and 17 there, and then we'll turn over to 1 Kings chapter 14. 1 Kings 10, 16 and 17. If you will, stand for the reading of the word. The Bible says, And King Solomon made 200 targets of beaten gold. 600 shekels of gold went with one target. And he made 300 shields of beaten gold. 3 pounds of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. And then chapter 14 of 1 Kings. I'm going to start reading in verse 22. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins, which they had committed above all their fathers had done. For they also built them high places and images and groves on every hill and under every green tree. And there were also sodomites in the land, and they did according to all that the abominations of the nations which the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. And it came to pass in the 5th year of King Rehoboam that Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem, and he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house. He even took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made. And King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields, and committed them unto the hands of the chief of the guard which kept the door of the king's house. And it was so, when the king went into the house of the Lord, the guard bare them and brought them back into the guard chamber. I'm going to take my text from verse 26 and 27. And he took away the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king's house, he even took away all. And he took away all the shields of gold which Solomon had made, and King Rehoboam made in their stead brazen shields. Brazen shields. If the Lord will help me, I want to try to preach just a few minutes on glitter or gold. Glitter or gold. If you will, lift your hands and ask the Lord to help me. Jesus, God, anoint me to preach. I thought here that Solomon made these shields. The Bible said in chapter 10, he constructed them for the temple of God and for the worship of God. He used them when he went up to worship. They would line up the highway or pathway to the temple and hold them, and he would walk up the road in between the shields. Some 300 shields here that was spread out along the road, and no doubt, Brother Johnny, it was a beautiful sight to see. Just pure golden shields just lined up to the tabernacle of God. And I can just imagine in myself as maybe a young shepherd boy on the hill, Brother Herschel, just looking over at the temple, and maybe when it come time for the king to go worship, all of a sudden there come a glow on the horizon where the sun was glittering off the shield. Such a beautiful sight, no doubt, that was spread there before him. But we see here the golden shields represent a standard of excellence that God wanted his kingdom and his people to have. They were symbols of God's holiness, God's purity, and God's power. We still believe it's going to take holiness and pure living to make it to heaven, don't we? I believe it's going to take pure holiness and living to make it to heaven. Holiness, living to make it to heaven. But we see here that in 1 Kings chapter 10, that God's power was revealed in Solomon's reign. When he made the shields, it was revealed unto them. But now in chapter 14, starting in verse 26 here, we read where God's power was removed. And in verse 27, not only was it removed, but it was replaced. And this is what I want to try to preach on for just a few minutes. If I can, I want to try to preach to the young people. I know this is a young service and there's olders alike, but I just want to preach to all of us about glitter or gold. You know, I thought the devil's going to come by at times, and if you're older and a seasoned Christian, no doubt you've already faced the times, Brother Herschel. But I thought he's coming by, and he's looking to remove and to replace the power that God's given you. I thought Brother Justin preached last night about the power of God, how we need it. You know, it's not included. We're going to have to pay extra for it. But can I tell you, when you get it, you're going to have to fight to keep it. Brother Doug, the devil's going to come by, and he's going to try to remove that, the power that the Lord's gave you, and he's going to try to replace it with something else. He's going to try to replace it with something that's fake, something that's not real. We read here in the text that Shishak represents Satan in this text. The shields of God and the treasures that was in the house represent God's power and blessings that God had given us. When we disobey God or allow sin to come in our life, There's consequences to pay, and our treasures and our power is going to go missing if we allow the devil to come in. I thought he will steal our joy. He will steal our peace. He's there to steal our testimony. He's here to steal our happiness. He'll come in. He'll try to sap us of our victory. He'll steal our power. He literally tries to make us powerless, render us powerless. You know, without God's power, we are nothing. There's nothing we can do without the true power of God. I thought the Bible said the devil came to seek, the Lord came to seek and to save, but the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy. You know, he's here to do harm among the people. And I thought that's just the way it is. When you get power in your life, Brother Herschel, the devil's coming to looking, and he's going to try to remove it out of your life, and then he's going to try to replace it with something else. So we understand here that the devil comes to remove anything true out of our lives. It's been removed, and then Satan brings a replacement. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He tries to bring a substitute into our life. The real tragedy isn't that it's been removed, but the real tragedy is that now you're trying to find a substitute to replace those things that's been removed. So many times we substitute God's power for just our human effort. We substitute the commitment for carnality. We substitute obedience for excuses. We substitute consecration for compromise. Can I tell you, you'll never live a life of victory as long as you're satisfied living under the substitutes. As long as you're satisfied with taking substitutes into your life, there will never be a life of victory won. No matter what you do, as long as you're living by the substitutes, as you may say, there's never going to be a life of victory. I thought the Bible said that David was a man after God's own heart. Solomon, we remember Solomon as a wise man. But I thought we'd remember Rehoboam here as a man content with living with compromise. He was just content with living with the brazen shields. Just living with the brazen shields. Rehoboam replaced the true golden shields with shields of glittering brass, the Bible says. I can just imagine the shepherd boy back on the hill again. It come time for the king to worship again. And the same thing happens. The sky lights up, such a beautiful sight. Can I tell you, you can polish brass. You can polish it enough to where it looks like the true thing. And that's what I want to try to preach for just a few minutes. There's no doubt people in this house that is consecrated to God that I feel like is 100% made their way to heaven, going to make it to heaven. But I feel like God spoke to me and he said, I need to talk to somebody in this house that you're just polishing brass. You've got brazen shields hanging on your heart's door and you're just playing the game of holiness, I guess you could say. You come to church and no doubt you have your long skirts on. Your sleeves may hang past your fingers, but there is something in your heart that's not right. You've got it covered up. I thought as Brother Lindo preached the other night, he talked about the lady, maybe in his church that lived her whole life, a pastor's wife, I believe he said. Never saved. You know, what was she doing? She was covering it up with just her formal wear. She was just covering it up, living the lifestyle of holiness. And can I tell you, just living the lifestyle of holiness is not going to get you to heaven. You must be saved. You must have Jesus in your heart. Oh, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. I mean, there's no doubt times you go by, you may lay in bed at night and tears come to your eyes and you begin to wonder, Lord, how in the world did I get in the shape that I'm in, Brother Herschel? I can tell you what happened. There was a time in your life where the devil come by and he removed those golden things, those true things that God had given you, the true power that you one time had, and you allowed Lord, the devil to lay brazen shields in your heart. You allowed him to replace those things with something that is not true, something that is fake, something that is glitter. It's not gold, but it's just glitter. I thought Isaiah 29 and 13 says, people draw near me with their mouth, and their lips they do honor me, but had they have removed their hearts far from me. And I feel like there's somebody in this house tonight. When it comes time to worship, you're here with your hands lifted high. Oh, when it comes time to sing, you're in the choir. You may play an instrument. I don't know. I don't know who. I don't know anybody how they live here. But I can tell you, God called me to tell you. Oh, you don't need glitter, but you need gold. You need to take down those things that the devil's gave you to replace the true power of God. It's time to take them down and get the true power back in our life. I thought you still may lift your hand, sing in the choir. You may dress the part, look the part. play instruments. You may even shout when the best of them. You may speak in a tongue when it comes by. But can I tell you, you've got glitter and not gold. You just got glitter and not gold. Everyone that looks at you may say, you know, he's got the real deal. That's a real Christian right there. But deep down inside in your heart, you know that you're not right. You've just replaced the true things that you one time had. You've just removed them and replaced them with something that's not real. You've just substituted the gold for the glitter. Substituted the gold for the glitter. I thought as I was reading the scripture here, I even called Brother Steve and asked him, but I couldn't find nowhere or where Rehoboam went back and got the golden shields back, or he constructed more golden shields. Nowhere could I find. You say, preacher, are you telling me I am in no hope? No, I'm not preaching no hope to you. I'm trying to preach a message of hope to you. But can I tell you, that's what Satan does. He talks you into replacing the gold with the glitter. And then he tells you you're hopeless. He tells you you're alone, that no one cares, that you can't get help. But can I tell you, I'm sure there's many in this house tonight that tell you, I love you. I'll help you. You know, there's many that wants to help you make it on the way to heaven. You may be here tonight and won't help, but you're ashamed of where you are or how far you've gone. Or you're scared of what people may say if you come to the altar and say, I need help. But can I tell you, there's many here that want to help you. You may lay down at night, tears come to your eyes, and your heart cries out, help me, help me, help me. But you can't find help because you let the devil convince you there's no help. You're just going through the motions. You're going through the ritual. You're going through the form. But I've come to preach a message of hope to you tonight. Although you may be removed God's power out of your life and you've replaced it with something else, when God gave me this message, I felt like he told me to come preach to you that he is restoration. And although you may remove it and you may be replaced it, God wants to restore unto you those things that's been removed and replaced. Now, I couldn't find where the king got back the golden shields, but what I did find was Isaiah 60 and 17. The Bible says, for brass I will bring gold. For brass I will bring gold. That's all it says, Brother Brian. For brass I will bring gold. Can I tell you, no matter how broke, busted, and disgusted you may be here tonight, no matter how removed, no matter what you've removed and replaced the gold out of your life, no matter if you've compromised, if you've traded gold for glitter, can I tell you, God is here tonight, and he's wanting to replace those things with restoration. He's wanting to restore unto you the things that you've lost. He's wanting to bring victory again into your life. He's wanting to bring joy again into your life. He's wanting to bring peace again into your life. Can I tell you, he's here tonight to help you. All you got to say is, here am I, God. I need help. The things in my life I've removed and I have replaced them. But God, I need them restored. I need them restored unto me. When our doubt touches his truth, when our discouragement touches his encouragement, when our hate touches his love, when our fear touches his courage, and when our dilemma touches his solution, that's when we can trade our glitter for gold. Can I tell you tonight that God's wanting to trade your glitter for gold? You may just have some gold. You're steady. I thought about this too. You're steady having to polish brass. It looks like gold, but you're steady having to work on it. You're steady trying to hide the things, you know, that gets on it, because brass is such easy to smudge or get dirty. But can I tell you, God's wanting to trade it for pure gold again tonight. Lift your hands all over the house and ask the Lord to help the rest of the service.